So here's James Gandon, born 1742 and died 1823. He's the one, the architect who built the Custom House here in Dublin. Okay, getting enough glare off him. And yeah, this is a sketch of the Custom House shortly after it was built in the late 18th century, right beside the River Liffey. And look at the ships coming right up there, the little rowing boats, unpaved, and obviously horse-drawn wagons to take the goods away. And John Beresford, the commissioner, chief revenue commissioner, is in charge of tax, very important. Mostly they taxed imports, exports, so it wasn't income tax till right the end of the 18th century. Even then it was maybe a temporary wartime measure, but nobody's ever got around to abolishing it. So here the Customs House docks, and here looking out onto the River Liffey. As Dubliners say, if you did that anywhere else in the world, you'd be thrown in the Liffey. Anyway, look at the early 21st century buildings. Part of the financial sector, we're not far from the financial services centre. Okay, and then there's one of the more modern bridges. In the old days, Essex Bridge was the bridges furthest east, and this was, the river was wider, ships ferrying up there. There's the railway bridge over there to the south side of the city, the more bourgeois segment of the city. And here's a plan of the whole thing, with that dome in the middle, two courtyards, courtyard on either side. Of course, there was a dock in there which doesn't exist anymore. There are docks in reality further that away nowadays. So Dublin was much, much smaller. When this was built, the population of Dublin was roughly 60,000. Look, live cattle and swine being exported, not very much imported. Okay, Captain Bligh of Mutiny on the Bounty, he's the one who did a survey of Dublin Harbour. They built the North Wall and South Wall, allowing to keeping sand away so they would have the harbour going further east. Is too crowded around here. Okay, and look, there is Dublin at the dawn of the 20th century. Look at the trams. They brought the trams back in 2004. Daniel O'Connell Street, as it was, as now is Sackville Street in those days. It used to be called Drogheda Street before that. Sackville Street in honour of one of the viceroys of Ireland. And look, Nelson's Column, blown up by the IRA in 1966. Could easily have killed someone, but fortunately didn't. They blew up in the middle of the night. And look how low-rise the buildings are, because they're built before lifts, you know, not more than five stories high. The other thing is because they didn't have those steel girders, they couldn't do skyscrapers because the weight of the bricks would make the building collapse if it was taller than that. Horse-drawn carriages. Even seen footage of Dublin in 1957, there are very few cars because only rich people could afford cars in the 1950s, becoming affordable for the middle class in the 60s and the working class in the 70s. Obviously, Ireland is one of the poorer countries in Occidental Europe, part of the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain. Look at that. Relief sculptures, you see the cornucopia, and see the tridents, and so on. Why the bovine crania? Bovine crania somehow has a staple motif of 18th century sculpture on the Charles Stuart Parnell monument, and so on. So there's lovely octagon skylights down to here, one of the doors. Okay. So I've never seen it open to the public before years ago. I've always wanted to come in. My great-uncle was working here in 1920 when it was burnt down by the IRA, because it wasn't just a customs house by then. It housed various government departments, like the local government board. All the local councils were supposed to be sending their reports about what they were doing, the administration of the poor law, the workhouses and so on. I had to go on this boat ride. But then the IRA, well, sent it to the Dáil Éireann, the Republic administration, and some local councils refused to do so. So historical exhibition. There we go. So we're on the south side of the Liffey. Well, I'm really enjoying this, just passed by, happy to see it. And we can't go to the upper floor. Right, so that's it. Get some idea of the scale of the place. How wonderful it is. What very fine and handsome architecture. Okay, well, thank you for watching my video. And what a delight it is to see this building. There's still some government departments on the north side of the building. Okay. But part of very handsome, stately architecture from the time of the Kingdom of Ireland. Right. And I'll switch it off now, so please subscribe on Patreon and donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.